good to be here. I'm going to start off with a love poem. Resurrection. As the cod that's cooked in a mountain of salt comes like delicate as butter, a fur of disappearances, unrecognizable. So have I buried the book of our lives in the salt mines of Cheshire, 20 miles of white tunnels, 300 feet deep. I have taken a knife and carved out a shelf and placed there the first time we met, the bar where I read you my poems, the movies we watched, the first piece of furniture you bolted together, the meals that we ate. I have stored them in salt where they will be dry, not feel the touch of light. These thoughts, these kisses, these places, this memory of a white fish becoming tongue, mouth, throat, disappearing into your body. And then... I read this one this afternoon and... it's called Tortoise and Arago. It's around you've got the Poison Valley there, but it's really mistakenly called Poison because the Gaelic for heaven is similar to the Gaelic for poison. Cartographers on Arago. Scat grass and slow water. Wild roaming lambs. This is what we take in on the walk through briars and winds, until we start to climb the hulk of rock, moon rock, unfathomable rock, patched in the crimson blood of valour slain by Luz, and the quartzite white that cakes its peak and shines a beacon on the glen, and sends the light in boats across the lake. The English, when they came here, named it poison, and that is how it stands. The two words were the same to them, their vials different, and too few listened when the troops were sent to take the stock of a shattered farmer. Heaven, this is the place we call heaven. This afternoon I read a poem which is all about the rivers of Ireland, but I'm afraid it didn't have the River Lee in it. I thought I would read the sequence of the River Lee that I live on now in London. It runs down into the Thames. That's beside Hackney Marsh, which is one of my favourite places in London. I've got the sequence in the book about the history of the marsh, and I'm going to read four of these. The Lammas Land. What I shall miss is the smell at the end of the street, the sound of water gushing under Hackney, marsh water. Lee Valley tribulations, all that's dank and dead and hidden liquid. History, mainly. Flooded plains, scuttling Viking warships, sewer tails and mummies made from bodies, layers of clay and chalk and once crisp water, drinkable by seamen down at Limehouse. If you think of water as the thing that builds a town, you can't imagine living where the river doesn't run. Even if that river is a stream that swells with rainfall, coming up from drains, and forever whispering beneath your feet. This is working Alfred beat the Danes. Cut channels in the Lee, created the marsh, and post-battle, post-hot scorched summer, post-heady festival of Loafmas, gave it over kindly to the serfs of common land to graze their cattle, tackle the unshod horses. Land too thick for crops, too wet for housing, land wept cunningly from warfare, strategy, pre-planned hard labour of soldiers and slaves, was meted out, piecemeal, between August and March, as feeding space, lambing land, recreation ground, where people came from the parishes of Homerton and Hackney to break the bread, to celebrate the harvest. There is a white wind and a clanging bell across the marsh, a frisson in the wires that slice the pitches, where ping on leather meets the thump of white paint posts, branches clacking in the trees, tarpaulin unravelling on building sites. Think of the causeway that the Romans built to keep their road from the street to Colchester, a heap of shale and shattered boulders paved with smoother slabs set into concrete, the coarse rudder, the soft nucleus, then curves to let rainwater slip into the field. Suddenly there is an army cutting a line through the Sunday fixtures, a legion of pallbearers. Soon the allotments will be deserted. Ray from Bow has made his special salad. The Cypriot has seen her sliced and spud, nurtured them with salt. In the workshed they've laid out the last of the harvest. Grapes and olives, beets, cabbages, parsnips. Along with the carrots and beets, from the damp earth they've pulled up their thoughts. Dreams of better lives, the thrill of putting down a deposit, inheritance. The idea that a square patch of London could breed dates, callaloo, sweet potatoes the size of your head. Things not seen since childhood, homeland, a family hearth, some long forgotten seat. I grew up in Bushmills on the north coast, and this is about that area. And there's a lot of fear among young folks my age in Belfast, or to do with any trouble. So if you were in trouble, people want to move on. And there's a group in Belfast that actually write post trouble stories. So I guess this is the first trouble. So. It's built by troubles.
It'll be a winter.
It's called a burial. Despite the fear, the knowing lurch of what he'd lost and could in future lose, there was still the need. He headed east in spring, Dunseverick, Ballantoy, under the red bulk of Knocklade, where the road swerved through banks of mottled gorse and the rock, carved out like a piece of wood that lived and turned, produced the forest park where it happened 15 years before. The unforgivable, taken as a given. He bought an ice cream from the vendor and asked himself, am I remembered here, or has it been too long? He had stood there a thousand times, it seemed, always when the light was high on the lip of the glen, and the cold sent a shudder to the spine, and the wind would find its silence. For there was still the need to stand beneath the trees and smell the soil, the stirring bark, and watch the hedge line redden in the dusk. He closed his eyes and listened to the rustle of the leaves up in the dark, and shivered as it all came back to him. The unremarkable hatchback, the pickaxe and the shovel, the way the earth turned easily under the weight of his foot, the edge of the spear, then the smouldering unrest of the life he made. Kind of beat me too, because I've been dedicated to them to Paul. I told to call Alahi. We were busy, yeah. And, I'm going to dedicate this one to Ruby. The next one to Paul. Because it was Ruby's friend's house that we stayed in Alahi throughout our religious fire. At Alahi. As if it wasn't enough that we saw the stone chat on the fence post feeding its chicks down in the loose barbed wire, or that we were surrounded by a lush enriching mist that seemed to hold the land as tight as cuckoo spit. You gave us a happy as Larry unsuspecting hare, a kestrel high in the hills, snowy moss at the window. You gave us a verdant river thick with ferns, foxgloves, cotton grass, hundreds of wildflowers. Spirit, you gave to us the shadows on relentless towering rocks, the night clouds sculpting the sky. O spirit of our heed, you gave us this exclusively, quietly. And then in a second's unfathomable liftoff, you let the sunlight burn through the mist. You gave us the horizon. You gave us eagerness, persistence. You gave us the open road. Woo! Jennifer, I work for the Geological Society in the library, and this is about my favourite who was a jaunted to cycle around Europe in the late 19th, early 20th century, doing geology. And he was from England, and then he married someone from across from Dublin. So first it's about his early travels, and it's about with his wife. And the final bit is when he's older, he travels with his students around Ireland. And this is for Paul, because, well, we had a similar road trip. His name is Granville Arthur James Cole, cycling geologist, excursion one, the Gypsy Route. Poland first, and the minerals of Maeselnice, then across the alluvial plains and up through the Tatra Mountains. Granville on the three-wheeled Humber Beeston, Gerald Butler in the crow's nest, the old penny farthing, keeping a fair speed, cutting through limestone, a curious couple, unused to the heat, unused to the local uses of language, when to speak German and when to speak English, and when either would see a slam door. With the help of strong thighs, they entered the Alps, cool tired muscles and the river at Garin, stopped off to see the mines at Heidnik, at Chopfestollen ran fingers across the silver, two Slovakian boys holding the lantern, beaming at payment. Then the cone at Schlandenberg, and the burning coals near Duk, Oligocene, Miocene, burning, still and always burning. How he found the time to note the sediments, scribble down his verses on volcanoes, collect and store the fragments for his students. 1,050 miles in 38 days, Krakowska length, the legs turning, the tinkle of stones in the slopes, the odd whir of wheels, startling horses. You can never imagine a grimace, a face strained at a hill, but it must have been there. Instead, there was only the thought of him smiling, freewheeling past olive groves, leaning back his sun hat his head, and shouting to Butler and the gods. It is wonderful what amount of rock has to be cut away before you can make a decently artistic mountain. Excursion 2, as we ride. It had been her idea to cycle down the aisle, and Granville, still so much her tutor, had agreed. It was like they cycled from the church and never stopped. Honeymoon turned lifelong expedition. France, Germany, Poland and the Balkans, and Ireland too, her homeland and his home. What he made of rocks, she made of people, cold and brittle, overwhelming, or uniquely interesting, made with the sort of edge that will take 3 years to understand, such time to stop not known on their itinerary. Sometimes they grew tired. There is a photograph of her, circa 1900, sheltering beneath a tree, her head resting in her hands, set up, watching her husband pull off his boots, their bikes stacked on the verge. But she fell in love with Orahova, and so did he. The small town deep between ice mountains, the name they chose for their home in Carrick Mines. And so it's excursion 3, Ireland student trip, 1903. Dalradian Silurian Carboniferous. It was an unknown language for the West, a queer way to talk of Mayo, the grizzly gods of Galway. The boys made notes studiously, and one stopped to snap the teacher's roadster beneath Kirkpatrick, or maybe he snapped it himself. The tool of the new evangelism, funded by the state, peddling talk of millions east through Omer, undersea galleon to the Antrim Plateau, Nitic, Tertiary, Cretaceous. They rooted around into routes for salt from the Triassic, then belted down to Belfast to chip off basalt from Cave Hill, and on the last day, up at the crack of dawn, they scaled Sleeve Donard, watched the light moving barren and brown across the moor. Oh, for a last free wheeze, he thought, his legs beginning to seize, his hands locked tight on the bars, the fumbling stopped. Oh, for another 100 million years of cycling, a dip down mountains with the wind moaning softly in the past. Thanks very much.